If you got your Bibles this morning, we're going to be over in Exodus chapter 33. And this morning, we're going to wrap up our study on biblical worship. Exodus 33, and we'll start in verse 11. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for that thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." We see that Moses is interceding for God's people Israel. Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring this people. Moses wanted clear instructions from the Lord. Moses wanted to be sure that God was going to be with him as he leads the people to the promised land. If we look at verse 11, we see that the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. You know, I don't know if you've ever, I know the Lord, he's not going to be standing right there in front of you, but I don't know if you've ever had where it felt like the Lord was right there in front of you when he was speaking to you. But, you know, sometimes he does. He will speak to you just like if me and Brother Blake was talking. You know, it's just like the Lord speaks to us sometimes, you know. And it's like he's right there in front of us when he speaks to us. But this says that he spake to Moses face to face as he's speaking to a friend. From this we know that Moses had a good relationship with the Lord. When we build a relationship with the Lord, he will also speak to us. It's always good to find out what the Lord wants us to do in our daily lives. It makes our worship a whole lot better when we're in the will of God. God don't always give us a task that we are comfortable doing. Most of the time, it's something that we wouldn't or couldn't do on our own. As a matter of fact, God will use the least likely people to do the work that he has to do. But when we completely surrender to the Lord, he can and will use us. In Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, it says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." You know, that right there, that sounds just like me, you know, but the Lord chose to use me. And you see, a lot of us use the same excuses that Moses did when the Lord tells us to do something. And it all starts with that three little word, but. You know, I don't know how many times that I use that word, but, to keep from doing something from the Lord, for the Lord. You know, when he spoke to me and wanted me to start teaching a Sunday school class, you know, I was looking around to see if there was somebody else that he could have been talking to. But it wasn't. It was me that he was talking to. But, you know, we want to make some kind of excuse why we can't do something for the Lord. And that's the first thing when he wants us to do something. We start trying to, Lord, I can't do that. I can't do that. But, you know, our Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. It don't say to trust in ourselves. It says trust in the Lord. And then it says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, A lot of times we don't understand why the Lord's got whatever it is he has for us to do and why he wants us to do it. And that's why we don't lean to our own understanding. We trust in him. It says, in all our ways acknowledge him. That's him, not me. And he, that's the Lord, shall direct thy paths. It also says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The problem is that serving the Lord takes submission. It takes time. It takes obedience. It takes sacrifice. And it takes faith. And that faith has got to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. That faith can't be in man. It can't be in yourself. Look what the Lord told Moses when he started making excuses as to why he couldn't speak well. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, it says, And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? You know, what is our excuse? Didn't the Lord create us? If he created us, you know, we can do anything that he wants us to do. We just got to quit making excuses for it. We really don't have any reasons why we can't serve the Lord. After all, he's the one that created us, and he knows us better than we know ourselves. The Lord told Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 12, Now, therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. We notice the first thing the Lord told him, he said, Therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. The Lord has given Moses the ball, but it's up to him whether or not he gets off the bench and gets in the game. The Lord told Moses, Go, and he would be with him and his mouth. Many of you today are just sitting on the bench holding the ball because you're afraid to get in the game. You think you might mess up. You might not make the shot because you're not as good as some of the others. You know, God makes all of us different. You know, I'll probably never be able to get up here and preach or teach like Brother Drew does or like Brother Blake does or like Brother Andy does or any of y'all do, but that doesn't keep me from doing what the Lord wants me to do if I just trust in him and obey him and do what he wants me to do and not worry about what man wants me to do or what man thinks about what I'm doing as long as I'm trying to please the Lord. It says, but in reality, if you want to know the game, you're going to have to put in some playing time so that the coach can teach you what to do. The Lord told Moses, Go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. You see, the Lord didn't tell Moses to go to college and get an education or to get a degree, and then work on his speech, and then come lead my people. He told Moses to go, and that he would be with his mouth, and that he would teach him what he should say. So the first thing we need to do is when the Lord tells us something to do is to go and let him do the rest. We got to have faith and trust him. When the Lord wants us to do something, he's not wanting us to keep putting it off until we want to do it or until we feel like we are qualified to do it. God told Moses to go and that he would be with him. Jesus also told Saul in Acts 9:6, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So he's not going to always explain it to you and give you definite instructions. A lot of times he's just going to tell you to go. Arise and go. Go, and I will be with thee in thy mouth. I will tell you what to say. I will tell you what you must do. The significance or importance of our worship comes from our obedience to the Lord. Look in Exodus chapter 33, verse 13. It says, Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, and I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Moses was compelled to seek a fuller revelation of the Lord, because he wanted a deeper love for the Lord. He was also drawn to know the Lord better so that he might love the Lord more. Moses was not just looking for information. He was seeking inspiration. You know, sometimes when we sit down and study God's Word, it don't always make sense to us, and we don't always understand it. But if we want to understand it better, we need to pray to the Lord. We need to seek the Lord for inspiration and for Him to show us what He wants us to get from His Word so that we can share it with somebody else. Moses wanted to make sure that he had found grace in the sight of the Lord. Paul also had a desire to know the Lord. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, that I may know Him. You know, there's a big difference in knowing about Him and knowing Him. You know, a lot of people know about Him, but a lot of people don't know Him. It says, and know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made comfortable unto His death. And then verse 11, it says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. You know, for us to attain to the resurrection of the dead is only by the faith, by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's through grace, or by faith through grace. It's by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The significance of biblical worship is for us to find grace in the sight of the Lord. It is for us to have a relationship with the Lord. It is for us to know Him and everything about Him. The same desire that Moses and Paul had should also be our desire. You know, if we want to have a better relationship with the Lord, if we want to know the Lord, we got to know the Lord's Word. And that takes time and it takes dedication. Here are a few things I want to look at about Moses. Number one, Moses had been called by the Lord. Take your Bible and turn over to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, in verses 2 through 4, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. The bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, that why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw, he turned aside to see. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. The Lord was able to use Moses like he did because when God called him, Moses answered the call. Moses said, here am I, Lord. Obedience to the Lord is a very significant part of biblical worship. The problem is that God has not stopped calling people, but people have stopped answering the call. God took the first step in His relationship with Moses, and He takes the first step in mine and your relationship with Him. The Lord is calling, but are you listening to Him? Are you obeying Him? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. You see, God is steadily knocking on the door. He's steadily calling us. It's up to us if we listen to Him, if we answer Him. The Lord has already took the first step. He's standing at the door today, knocking and waiting for you to answer it. I don't know if He's calling you for salvation, for surrender. Maybe He's calling you for some kind of ministry. I don't know, but what I do know is that the Lord has done His part, and it's up to you to do your part. The Lord just wants to hear you say, here I am, Lord. You know, a lot of times we just get caught up in what we want to do and neglect the things that the Lord wants us to do. It's easy for us to get caught up in the worldly things or the things that please the flesh and forget about the things that please the Lord. And I don't know if I'm the only one that deal with this, but I struggle a lot of times with sitting down and studying and reading my Bible. Once I get set down and take the time to do it, you know, I enjoy it, but it's hard for me to stop what I'm doing and take the time out of my worldly life, get busy with things around the house. And I don't know about y'all, but I got a whole lot of things I need to do, but don't have enough time to do them all. So you have to choose what you're going to do. And it's hard to sit down and study God's word for me sometimes. But once I sit down at my desk, and the thing about this is, you know, sit down inside the house in the air conditioner and study God's word, or be outside sweating doing something you ain't even got no business doing anyway sometimes. But, you know, that's just how we are. We'd rather do something outside than we had sit down. But we fight in the flesh and we fight in the devil when we, because it's a spiritual battle. When you read, well, open God's word and read it, we're the devil, he don't like that. And he's fighting us, and he'll find something outside for you to do. Just like yesterday, I was outside pressure washing the back porch and stuff, and first of all, I got up and I did read my Sunday school lesson study over it. But I could do that stuff outside a whole lot easier than I could sit down and read God's word. It just, every time. But once I do make the time to sit down, I enjoy sitting down and reading it and studying it. But it's just a battle for me. You know, but just like Moses said, here I am, Lord. You know, that's what the Lord wants us to do. When it's time to study God's word, we need to take time to study God's word. When it's time to do stuff, other stuff, we need to take time to do other stuff. And even though we have to fight our flesh and fight the devil to sit down and study God's word, we need to do that every time. You know, we don't need to let the devil win, because when we neglect to study and read God's word, the devil wins. But when we sit down and do what the Lord wants us to do, God wins. Moses followed the Lord by his own choice. Hebrews 11:24 and 25 says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So Moses, he made a choice. When in his early years, he made a choice. But you see, the problem that many people have is that they love pleasures more than their sin. Pleasures of sin more than they love God. You know, Moses could have chose to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he could have had anything, any worldly thing that he wanted, but he chose not to do that. He chose to serve the Lord rather than to do that and to have all those things. But you know, you can't really worship the Lord if you're living your life for the devil. Joshua said in 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, just like Joshua said, we got to choose whom we're going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, that's a daily decision we got to make every day. Because, you know, we can serve the Lord today, but we don't have to serve him tomorrow if we don't want to. But we should serve the Lord every day, not just one day a week, but every day. And we should purpose it in our heart, you know, that no matter what, you know, unless we're just really sick or something, that we're going to be in church every time that we can be in church, and that we're going to serve and we're going to worship the Lord to the best of our ability. Joshua knew that the significance of biblical worship was serving the Lord. Moses said that he would rather suffer affliction with God's people than to enjoy sin for a season. You see, only the things that we do for the Lord will stand for eternity. All these sinful worldly things are only temporary. When we live our lives for the Lord, there will be afflictions and things that we will go through, but none of that compares to eternal life with our Lord and Savior. You know, we go through things in our daily lives that, you know, we don't understand, and we'll probably never understand it. But that's why we just have faith and we trust the Lord as he leads us and guides us and directs us. You know, sometimes we lose loved ones and we don't understand why. But, you know, if they're saved, we'll get to see them again. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, for I reckon, this is Paul talking, he says, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So he says, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. we're going to have to go through some things. We're going to suffer some things. But like I said, none of that compares to eternity with our Lord and Savior. We know that Moses had a close relationship with the Lord. We saw that the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. Moses was different than any other prophet in Israel. Moses was the only one that knew that the Lord knew face to face. Moses wanted to make sure he had found grace in the sight of the Lord. And look at Exodus chapter 33, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." The Lord told Moses that his presence would go with him. We should live our lives in such a way that the presence of the Lord is always with us. The Lord told Moses in verse 17, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." The question today is, have you found grace in the sight of the Lord? And does the Lord know you by name? You know, the Lord knows, he knows all of us by name, but is your name familiar with the Lord? Let me put it that way. Does the Lord call on you? Does he have things for you to do? In John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You know, if we're if the Lord is our shepherd, he knows us, and that we should follow him. You know, all these things are significant for true biblical worship. The question I have this morning is, how's your walk with the Lord? Brother Scott Cooper, could you dismiss this, please?
Singing and praising.